What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real. This is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God, on episode 65. And today we're just talking about non-biblical evidence that will suggest that the black people, the so-called black people in America and dispersed and descendants of slaves are in fact the Israelites. Because the enemy has hidden this information from us, we talked about the nations conspiring to hide our identity because that's the only way to really hamper us from growth. They can't just kill us all off. Because of that, when I mention, hey, you know, Deuteronomy 28 and other verses in the Bible that point to who we are, most black people say, you know what, I still need more information. For me, that was enough. But I understand that people want more information. They want non-biblical evidence. You can't just say, well, the Bible says this, because some people say, well, that's just the way you interpret it. So, because the truth can't be hidden, I mean, the truth, you can't really get rid of the truth. You can only like hide it for a season. You know, it's just going to keep coming out. And so what I've done is compiled a bunch of non-biblical evidence in a article. It's just a few, and I'm going to just go over it, and then you can look at the article for yourself. It includes books, videos, and documentaries, most of which you can just view right online. Some of them you have to pay for, of course, but for the most part, this is where the information can be found, and from there you can do your own research. And that's what you need to do. Make sure you do your own research. It's there. All the information is out there. The internet has allowed us to uncover stuff that was usually hidden or in books that were destroyed, and now you know they've been restored. This information is accessible directly online. So God has allowed it a way for us to see who we are, you know, even apart from the Bible. But I stick primarily to the curses. He said they'll be for a sign to us, signaling who we are. And, you know, that was good enough for me. But as I came across more information, it was just like God was sending me more. It's like, here's some other evidence outside the Bible. I'm like, okay, that confirms it. And so let me just get into it. What I did was I got a few books together that would help you on your understanding of who are the Israelites. And there's a few books in particular by Ronald Dalton Jr. It's called Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. And he has at least, I think, four or five books here. You have book one, and you have book two, and then volume one, book two, volume two, book two, volume three. He's done a lot of extensive research. He has a podcast. And just type in Hebrews to Negroes online, and you'll come across this information. Another good book, and I read this one, is called the From Babylon to Timbuktu, The History of the Ancient Black Races, Including the Black Hebrews, by Rudolph R. Winster. And that's what it talks about. It just shows you, you know, that the original Israelites were black. They were melanated people. Another one is The Narrative of Ola Uda Equiano. Ola Uda Equiano, okay, and he was a free man who was stolen, well, as a child, and put on a slave ship, and then from there he was able to pay his way out of slavery by making a lot of money as a seaman, and eventually wrote a narrative about his life. And while he was in captivity, his slave master was trying to read the Bible to him or whatever. And he realized the Old Testament was basically his life. He knew these practices. You know, all these practices you're talking about in the Old Testament, our people practiced that. And he was part of the Igbo people. That's just another point of evidence. You can look at his book as well and see all the practices that, you know, his people were practicing was what the people in the Bible were practicing. So he's like, okay, is he a convert? But in the way his book reads, it's more so that we're actually the people. We're not just some converts of this religion. And then going forward, there are videos that I posted in here by a pastor called Omar of Expounding Truth Ministries. And he talks a lot about Israelite identity. These are very old videos, but he has a channel called School of the Hebrews. And what he does is has something called Hebrew Nuggets, where he just spends about 5 to 20 minutes before his sermons just giving people information about who Israel is and non-biblical evidence. And so he goes over five pieces of evidence that I've posted in this article here. And he has more evidence. And so I linked to the whole Hebrew Nuggets playlist. But I want to go over five pieces of evidence that he posted. One was the Assyrian depictions of the Hebrews. There are stone carvings of the Assyrians when Israel went into captivity. And they have these, you know, these stone carvings just to depict their own history. And you see images of us or people that look like us. Okay, they're black people. They have nappy hair. They have locks in their hair. So it's like these don't look nothing like these Ashkenazi Khazarian Jews over there today. They just don't, you know. So that was interesting that he brought out. Another piece of evidence was the Ashanti people, all their customs. This was revealed by a white researcher. He went over to the people of Ashanti and looked at their customs and seen that they resembled the people of Israel. These were black people. One in particular, he drew a picture of the priest and he had the whole 12 tribe breastplate like Aaron had, and I think it was others. So it's just stuff like this. It's like, why does this keep popping up, you know? But I'm linking all these videos. I'm just trying to give you an overview of all these videos here. Another nugget he had posted was the Apocrypha, which is a non-biblical text, but it's more of a reference information that was included in the Bible that was taken out. And one of the scriptures he mentioned was Barak 2:30 that says that Israel will remember their identity in their captivity. And so we see that black people are waking up while they're in captivity in the United States or in these other countries and finding out who they are. And he kind of mentioned that that's the reason why they don't want you reading the Apocrypha, because there's a lot of information in there that reveal who true Israel is. All right. I talked about the autobiography of Olauda, and he has a video on that where he goes through a little bit of the book, the autobiography and the narrative of this man. And once again, it's proof that we're the people. Okay. Finally, the fifth piece of evidence, or the fifth Hebrew nugget that I posted here, was the Black Madonnas in Europe. These are paintings of the Israelites, the people of the Bible in the Old Testament and the New, and they're all black people. They paint them as black people. And then, of course, later on, they take these same images and then they whiten them. And so it's like, why do you have all these black paintings in the catacombs of Rome? Why do you have all these black paintings? Why is Jesus depicted like a black man? Why is Virgin Mother Mary and then you got the baby? Why they all black? And so stuff like that. Because they are, you know, and they've been hiding from us. So, you know, this is just to get you started in your research. Okay, so those are the books and those are the videos. And then there's a documentary out called Hebrews to Negroes. It's the same man, Ronald Dalton, who wrote the books. He created a movie/documentary. And that documentary is 3 hours and 28 minutes. I posted the trailer and I embedded that on the page. It gives extensive, detailed research into who the Israelites are outside the Bible. Okay, the man has done so much thorough research, and I've listened to some of his podcasts, and it's just thorough, all right? He knows his stuff. This information is out there because God wants us to know who we are, all right? It's irrefutable, okay? You can't beat this. But I encourage you to just ask the God, you know, God, am I the people? Am I part of that? He'll confirm it for you. So there's another group called The Watchman Reports. There's a married couple online, and they have videos that they put out. One series is called White It Out, where they kind of expose how a lot of the Bible was transformed to white people. And they talk about Jesus was whitened. And then they have another documentary called Hebrew or the So-Called Negro. That's all I got as far as what I posted here. But there's tons of stuff on YouTube. There's tons of books out there. Just go searching for them. And you'll find the information if you want more evidence outside the Bible regarding who you are or who the black people are. So that's all I got for you. Check out that information on this page here. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, the link to the article is in the description and you can, you know, get the information that way. All right. Some of the best evidence is by this guy named Olauda Ekwuanu, his narrative. And then the book From Babylon to Timbuktu, which is free. There's a PDF version of it on my site. So if you go to my page, you just click on it. You can actually download and start reading it then, right then and there. But the other books you have to purchase. So I hope that information helps you you know, outside the Bible, because I know people still like, man, I need to see other evidence. Well, here's the other evidence, you know. I didn't post this, the maps, where the west side of Africa used to be called Negro land, and then prior to that, the Kingdom of Judah. And so white folks knew who they were dealing with, but they had to hide it. And so these older maps, they get changed, they get, you know, overwritten, and then, you know, so they can hide who we are. But it's a time that we're waking up, as prophesied. We'll eventually be like dry bones coming back to life. And that's what's happening now. And hopefully as many people that God has chosen to see this can see it and then repent of their sins and get filled with the Spirit and walk with God. So till next time, walk in the Spirit. If you're not born again, read the gospel and be blessed.